This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2182, Ex versus Old, How to Talk About Former Relationships in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you want to give context about your life, tell a story, or share a dramatic moment in your past, how can you refer to your former partner, boss, or friend? Find out in today's episode. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How's it going today?
Good. How are you, Lindsay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here. So what is happening on the show today? What are we getting into?
Well, this is going to be a little juicy.
Ooh, juicy.
No, not really. Some aspects of it. But we're talking about when we say X, not the letter X, E-X. Lindsay, have you ever stayed friends with any of maybe your ex-bosses after leaving the job?
Personally, no. But I know people who have. I actually know I was just having dinner, just drinks at the home of my partner's ex-boss, not like CEO of the company, but the boss within that team that my partner was working on. And so we were over there. This particular boss no longer works at the company, and nor does my partner. So all good. Now they've just become friends. And so, yes, this does happen.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. So it definitely happens, guys. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, the prefix X. But listen definitely till the end of this episode. We have a Spotify key poll for today. We've been doing these key polls on Spotify. If you listen on Spotify, you will see them. And we are going to be sharing results on future episodes. So it's a fun way for us to interact with you, let your voice be heard, and we can see what you have to say about a certain question. So just stay tuned to listen to that question towards the end of the episode.
And it's going to be a juicy question, as you said, Michelle, isn't it?
That's right. So before we get into the episode, we also want to have you guys head on over to a recent episode we did. It was 2176, was Tired of Awesome. Try this phrase to respond positively in English. So that was a fun one.
Yes. So this phrase, this word X, Michelle, it is used a lot, isn't it?
A lot. What does it mean, though?
I mean, it's used for, it basically means former, not anymore, something that was true in the past. And it's usually used in relation to a person and your relationship with that person. Right, Michelle?
Right. Some sort of relationship. So it could be boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, some sort of, you know. So with that, we can sometimes say my ex-boyfriend, my ex-girlfriend, my ex-husband, my ex-wife, but mm-hmm. sometimes we just say my ex. And
yes.
Lindsay, if somebody says my ex, do yes. you automatically, what do you think? Do you think that they're talking about their former boss or?
No, that would be strange. No, it's always a romantic relationship, a girlfriend, boyfriend, or a husband, wife, mm-hmm. a spouse, it's an ex. There's only one ex, but there is an ex-boss, there's an ex-neighbor, right?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? If you think about it, that's the only one, that's where we primarily would say my ex. So yeah. otherwise, you need to have ex something. But if you are talking about a former romantic relationship, you could just say my ex.
Yeah, that is really interesting. So our listeners need to know that, what it means, and when you can just say ex and when you need to add on the actual label of the person, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So as we said, you could also say my ex-boss.
Right.
Or what do you think? Coworker, my ex-coworker.
Sure. You can say that. My ex-coworker. What about employee? My ex-employee. It feels a little cumbersome, unnatural, but yeah.
Right. So what I found was it's interesting because it isn't used with that many things, but it's used frequently.
Huh.
I would say ex-boss and ex-person you were in a relationship are for sure used. What do you think?
Yeah, my ex-boss. I think ex-coworker, sure.
Ex-coworker.
Ex-employee feels weird. I don't know why. I don't hear that.
Yeah.
But definitely the most common, I'd say 80% of the times you hear this is probably going to be about a relationship.
Yeah.
A romantic relationship. Mm-hmm.
I agree. And it's not used with, even though it just means former, we don't use it with things like friends, job, house, teacher, right? It's reserved for those specific things. So I wouldn't say, oh, my ex-house.
I've always wondered why. I wonder if ex implies some kind of drama. You know what I mean? More than, like, for example, you don't say ex-friend. Maybe you're not friends anymore, but you say old friend, as you said, Michelle, right? We don't say ex-friend because usually there's not a big drama. There could be drama.
There could for sure be drama. There could be for sure drama. I mean, it depends. Yeah, but even so, I don't think you say ex-friend. So I don't know if it has to deal with drama or it's just chunks in the language. I'm not sure.
I don't know because I've always wondered, like, if you say my old partner, like an old girlfriend, old boyfriend versus ex-boyfriend. I feel like that implies ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend implies that there's something, that there's some remaining kind of bitterness or feelings a little bit in my mind versus an old girlfriend from when I was in high school. Do you know what I mean? Or am I just making this
right.
up?
I see what you're saying. I do agree that if you say my old boyfriend, oh, my old boyfriend from high school. Okay.
Yeah.
I think ex is a little bit
more relevant, right?
More substantial. I don't know that it's necessarily dramatic, but maybe it was just a more substantial relationship that's not so far in the past.
Or more timely, more relevant, more recent. A more prominent relationship, right? Like you don't really, in terms, unless you married or came close to marrying that person and you're still in touch with them, the person you dated in high school is probably not going to be as much of an ex, more of an old something.
That's
old
true.
Boyfriend, old girlfriend, right?
Makes an old sense. Something. Yes. So, Lindsay, have you ever run into an ex and it was awkward? Have you ever had any awkward ex encounters?
That's a good question. I think yes. Yes. That happened to me once at a museum in Boston or some kind of performance evening with my current partner at the time. So, yes.
Oh, yes.
But it
that
wasn't
is
awkward. It wasn't awkward. No hard feelings, you know.
Yeah.
It was okay. What about you, Michelle? Has that ever happened to you?
No, I feel like most of – I feel like my exes lived in a different place.
Yeah.
I ended up being in a different location, so I didn't really run into –
Sure. I mean, when people are transient, right? You know, people in our generation, we move around the country, move around the world. And so that's less likely to happen than if you stay in your hometown your whole life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Michelle, what's next?
Okay, so we are going to go further into this because we're talking about how X is very important to know, but it's not used with everything. So let's talk about the other options that we have. We've been throwing out this word the whole time. So the word is former.
Yes.
Lindsay, you hear this a lot?
Yeah, this one's good too. This one feels a little more professional, more articulate, less personal, right? We'll put a little distance. This is used for example, a former boss, right? Instead of an ex-boss, a former boss definitely feels more formal to me, Michelle.
Yeah, I agree. You could say, I mean, I don't know, saying my former boyfriend, you could, but I feel like with a romantic partner, it's either ex or how you said, old could be.
Yeah, I agree. I think former girlfriend, maybe. It's not wrong. You could get away with it. But it does create that distance. And because this was a romantic relationship, it just doesn't feel quite right, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And another one is previous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For example, and when do we use this more? Is this more for people or for things?
Right. So this one is one that we can use more for things, I think, because I wouldn't really say my, unless I'm talking about specifically the one that is, unless I'm really just talking about the order of things. And in my previous, right, my previous job, right, but that's a thing. So you could say previous owner. I feel like I hear that a lot.
Yeah, the previous owner of my car, previous owner of my house, right?
Sure. Right. Here you're more focused on really the order in which things happened. You're just saying the closest to that time that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Or my previous job, right? So the job that I had before this one, previous couch, our previous couch at our house was super uncomfortable and we upgraded a couple of years ago. Thank goodness.
Right, exactly. So that could be previous. Yeah. And the last one is old, which Lindsay, you brought up right from the start. So yeah, this one is very common. Let's talk about it. What do you think this one is used for?
Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely something that you had in the past, an old job, an old computer. I have lots of old cords from every old computer. I saw a meme of a guy throwing them all away from 10 years, plastic bag full of cords from like the last 10 years, just throwing them in the...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do you have that bag somewhere or that drawer?
I do have some. Yeah. Yes. Junk drawer. And I don't understand why we save these things.
Oh, I think we might need them someday, right, Michelle? I'm not sure why we save them.
When the robots take over.
Yeah, we're going to attack them with the cords.
Yes, or then we'll have all the old technology and they won't know what to do, right?
I know, it's ridiculous, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But yeah, so old could also just be saying something is old, right? A person is old, a thing is old. But we, you know, and... I like Lindsay. I think what you brought up was important, saying my old boyfriend, my old girlfriend, putting some distance between it.
Yeah. And I do think that when you say old girlfriend, old boyfriend, it implies like there's not quite as much of an emotional, like it doesn't matter anymore as much. It's irrelevant emotionally to you. Whereas an ex implies it was a more prominent relationship, more recent or more important. I think it's not always that way. But I think that would be where I would choose old versus ex.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I think that's a good guideline to go for. And then you can see that there may be other ways as well. But I do think that that's a good way for our listeners to have it in their minds.
Yes.
And then last is just the one right before. Last job, last car, last boss. Right?
So that one's similar to previous. Right?
Exactly.
Although previous could be in a previous job, right? In a previous job, that could be any previous job, right?
Yeah, sure. Yep. That's right. Well, very interesting. So, well, let's go through and put these all together and see how it works out. So here we are, classmates working on a project. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I'm late. I just ran into my ex. Awkward.
Ooh, that's okay. I ran into my ex-boss the other day and he had fired me, so that was super uncomfortable.
Oh, that sounds rough. Okay, so I brought my new laptop today. My old one broke.
Oh no, that happened to my last phone just a few days ago.
That's too bad. Yeah, I'm not surprised that happened to my computer. It was used. The previous owner told me that it may not last too long.
Oh, used. Yeah. My former roommate always got used tech and it broke immediately.
All right, good stuff. So here we use lots of interesting things. So first I said, sorry, I'm late. I just ran into my ex. Am I saying my ex friend, boss? What am I saying here,
Michelle? Somebody you had a romantic relationship with. That's the one that's used on its own. And it's interesting because, yeah, you said awkward. You didn't say I just ran into an old, right? Like an old boyfriend, an old girlfriend. You didn't say that. You said I just ran into my ex, which especially that you were saying my ex.
Right. So that tells
it's showing
you.
Like it's the ex. It's the one. Ex.
Right. You may have dated 10 people in your life, but this is the important ex that matters right now. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why maybe it was awkward. And then what did you say? What did I say?
You said, oh, that's okay. I ran into my ex-boss the other day and he had fired me. So that was super uncomfortable. Right? Yes. Right.
Also a little bit of drama. So yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you said you brought your new laptop today. You said my old one broke.
Old, yes.
We know that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you said, oh no, that happened to my last phone just a few days ago. My last phone. So you're implying that you got a new phone just a few days ago, right?
Right. And you wouldn't, Lindsay, could you say that happened to my ex phone?
No.
No, right?
No. Exes are reserved for people because we said, you know, this you wouldn't say like your ex town. No, it's always people because people are where the emotional connection usually is. And ex implies a more like serious emotional connection, as we said.
Yeah. And then you said the previous owner told me it may not last too long. So previous owner, I think that's a pretty good chunk. You hear a lot, oh, the previous owner of this, the previous owner of the car, right? If you get something from somebody else.
Right.
Or the house.
Yeah. Oh, right. Exactly. Yes. Mm. And then you said, oh, used. My former roommate always got used tech and it broke immediately.
Right. I could have also said my old roommate. That would have sounded
right.
If I said last or previous, it's more about the timing. For some reason, I think it's important for you to know. But here it could have been the most recent. It could have been one from 2 years ago or 3 years ago. So interesting there.
Yeah, 100%. There's more nuance here than I realized, Michelle, for our listener. Yeah. But I think our listeners are ready for it. So guys, experiment with one of these, practice using it, focus on connection. It is okay to make a mistake here. So if you do make a mistake, someone might ask you for clarification. Yeah, they might want to know, was that a significant former romantic partner or not significant? But just okay, be ready for it. That's a way to start conversations, right?
Yep. Yes. Absolutely. So do we have a key Spotify poll for today? I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, Michelle, why don't you announce the poll? I think all of our listeners are going to want to get in on the vote here. So guys, you better be on Spotify to vote here with this poll. What is
the question?
We will
read the results in a future episode. All right. The question is it okay to stay friends with an ex? Yes or no? So here, as we spoke about, when we say with an ex, somebody that you had a significant romantic relationship with, do you think it's okay to stay friends with them? Yeah. So let us know, yes or no.
And there is no in between. As always on these polls, we don't give you a maybe option. We don't give you a middle ground.
We want to know.
Yes or no. So you have to choose and tell us. And I can't wait to see the results on that, Michelle.
Same here.
What's the takeaway for today? Where should we leave our listeners? We've gotten into a lot of nuance today.
Yeah. Well, it could seem a little confusing. I know we threw a lot at you, but the main things to walk away with from today are that X is a little bit more significant if you use it on its own. It's about a former romantic partner that's that was at some point significant. Right. Mm-hmm. But if you just say X without anything after it, that's always, you wouldn't say that about your boss, but you could use X boss.
Love that.
But we gave you lots of other ones to work on today. We gave you a role play. And I also want to say that I think this is really useful for telling stories, for connecting with people. It helps show who the important people or places are or were in your life. To add to that story.
That is such a good point, Michelle, and so important to finish up today's episode. The point of what we're doing here at All Ears English is connection, not perfection. It's connection. It's storytelling. It's showing people who you are by giving context about your life. And that's what Michelle has told us here. This is what we need. So focus on getting the message across, not being perfect with the perfect choice of words. But today you have a sense of what these words are for.
Huh? Exactly. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, this was a lot of fun. And let's hope we don't run into any of our exes at the grocery store.
Exactly. All right, Michelle, you have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.